Judas's motivation in Matthew.
We saw that in the Gospel of Mark, there was no explicit indication of why Judas betrayed Jesus. This is not the case in Matthew. Here, the matter is crystal clear. Judas did it for the cash. As in Mark, Judas's decision to betray Jesus comes immediately after the unnamed woman anoints his head with expensive oil. In Matthew's account of the story, however, it is not simply some people who object to this lavish waste of fine ointment. It is the disciples who object, 26:8. Matthew suggests further that this is what tipped Judas over to the other side. After the account, we are now told that then Judas went to the high priests. That is to say, Matthew has made a clearer connection between the two stories, both of them involving money spent on Jesus. The difference between the two stories is that the unnamed woman spent what she had to honor Jesus, and Judas earned what he could to betray him. In the verse that describes his meeting with the chief priests, Judas's motivation is stated.
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What do you wish to give me if I hand him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from then on he was seeking an opportunity to hand him over. 26:14-16.
This motivation of greed fits in with Matthew's broader agenda in telling the story of Jesus. In Matthew's earlier account of Jesus' teaching, not found in Mark, Jesus had stressed the importance of being more concerned with having treasure in heaven rather than on earth. He had taught them not to be concerned about the material things of this world. He had told them that it was impossible to serve both God and riches. He had also taught them that they should treat others as they wanted to be treated themselves. In Matthew's version of Jesus' arrest, not only does Judas betray his master, but in doing so, he shows that he stands completely against everything that Jesus stood for. He was more interested in earthly treasure, in material things, in riches, and he certainly was not treating Jesus in the way he himself would have wanted to be treated. Matthew's Judas is the negative example of discipleship.
The fulfillment of Scripture in Matthew.
Sometimes Matthew explicitly states that what Jesus did or experienced was a fulfillment of the prophecies of Scripture. On 11 separate occasions, Matthew indicates that an event occurred in order to fulfill what was written in the prophets. None of these passages can be found in Mark. But there are yet other occasions where Matthew changes the story of Mark without calling attention to the fact that his altered account alludes to a passage of Scripture. This appears to be the case in the passage cited above from Matthew 26:15, where Judas is paid 30 pieces of silver in exchange for agreeing to betray Jesus. This is an allusion to the Jewish scriptures and is part of Matthew's overall plan of showing that everything in Jesus' life was a fulfillment of prophecy. The payment of 30 pieces of silver appears to be a reference to the Old Testament prophet Zechariah 11:12. "So they weighed out as my wages 30 shekels of silver." Evidence that Matthew has this very passage in mind comes later in his story, in the account that we will be considering next, where Judas repents of his deed and throws the 30 pieces of silver down in the temple, but the chief priests refuse to take them back. Matthew indicates explicitly in that case that this is a fulfillment of the very next verse in Zechariah. "So I took the 30 shekels of silver and threw them into the treasury in the house of the Lord." Zechariah 11:13.